Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Radio talk host Rush Limbaugh has died. We have the story.
Millions of Americans endure another day without power. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas plans to focus on COVID-19 shots for teachers and school staff. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. With a clear sky across south-central Kansas, that allowed our temperatures to fall back into the single digits. And even though we stay below freezing today, we'll likely feel a warm-up. Our forecast is coming up.
The iconic conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh is dead after a year-long battle with lung cancer. Fox's Trace Gallagher with more.
Rush Limbaugh is among the most influential conservative voices of the past 3 decades. But did you also know that he was a big fan of rare sports cars, that he loved entertainment, and even sang at the wedding of his friend, the baseball great George Brett? Rush was a man of many passions, politics being at the top of the list. It was almost exactly 1 year ago that Rush revealed his cancer diagnosis. He broke the news on his radio show. And a few days later, President Trump awarded him the Medal of Freedom. Rush had between 15 and 20 million listeners a week, and his show was on through 7 different presidents.
Limbaugh's show is heard on more than 600 stations, including right here on KNSS. Rush Limbaugh was 70 years old.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says the state will put a priority on vaccinating teachers and other school staff against COVID-19 so that K-12 students may resume in-person classes as quickly as possible.
The governor says the KDHE is working with the Department of Education to determine the needs of each district and to set up a schedule.
The emphasis on vaccinating K-12 teachers and staff, the free testing supplies, along with continued adherence to other mitigation strategies, will allow us to bring students safely back to in-person learning.
Kelly said the state will be able to inoculate school staff because it expects the federal government to begin shipping an additional 25,000 doses of vaccine a week. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Governor Kelly says Kansas will receive $200 million under the last federal coronavirus relief legislation approved in December to help people struggling to pay their rent and utility bills.
The city of Wichita plans to take applications for its residents starting Monday, and the state's Housing Resources Corporation will begin taking them from people outside Wichita on March 15th. Kansas has seen the number of new confirmed and probable COVID-19 cases drop in the recent weeks. The state health department is reporting that as of Monday, 10% of the population have received at least the first of 2 required vaccine doses. The state launched its second phase of vaccinations last month, and it covers people over 65, as well as teachers, workers critical to the economy, and people in group living situations, including prison inmates. That's about 1/3 of the state's population.
Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez.
Millions of Americans enduring another frigid day without electricity nor heat in the aftermath of a deadly winter storm. The situation put pressure on utility crews to restore power before another blast of snow and ice showed more chaos. Nearly 3.4 million customers around the U.S. still without electricity. Some also lost water service. Officials in Texas ordered 7 million people to boil tap water before drinking it, following days of record low temperatures that damaged infrastructure and froze pipes. That's 1/4 of the population of the nation's second largest state. The latest storm certain to complicate recovery efforts, especially in states unaccustomed to this weather.
Lawmakers are wondering when National Guard troops will leave D.C.
The Pentagon's top homeland defense official, Robert Solises, was asked on Capitol Hill about the threat that is keeping 6,000 National Guard stationed around the Capitol.
I'm not aware of a threat that is out there, but that evolves all the time.
Defense officials say the original plan was to keep the Guard in D.C. following threats by QAnon supporters to mark March 4th, the traditional inauguration date, until 1937. House Armed Services Chair Adam Smith explained.
Why that's relevant, God knows. But at any rate, so now they're thinking maybe we should gather again and storm the Capitol on March 4th. Okay, that is circulating online.
Some lawmakers are asking, could these Guard be better used elsewhere? At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
One of the top five teams in the nation is coming to Coke Arena tonight to take on the Shockers, and we'll have a preview of that one coming up in sports.
A new report finds that life expectancy in the United States dropped a staggering 1 year during the first half of 2020. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock and 6 degrees. A new report finds that life expectancy in the United States dropped a staggering 1 year during the first half of 2020 as the coronavirus pandemic caused its first wave of deaths. Minorities suffered the biggest impact, with black people losing nearly 3 years and Hispanics nearly 2 years. The estimates were released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Health officials say the nation has not seen such a big decline since World War II. They expect the trend to worsen once numbers for the full year are available.
An upcoming study in the UK asking volunteers to do the exact opposite of what we've been told to do for nearly a year.
In a first-of-its-kind COVID-19 study, young and healthy volunteers will be deliberately exposed to the virus. The goal, finding out how much of the virus is needed to cause infection regardless of any symptoms. From there, scientists hope to use the info to accelerate the discovery of new treatments and vaccines. A group of 90 participants aged 18 to 30 will be exposed in a controlled setting. They were screened to ensure they're at low risk of health complications, and they'll quarantine at a London hospital after the trial. By the way, they'll get over $6,000 for their trouble. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Texas mayor is in hot water after comments he made amid the state's historic cold snap.
He was the mayor of a West Texas community. Now he's a citizen. Tim Boyd has given his resignation as the state deals with an ongoing Arctic blast that's left many without electricity and heat. The former Colorado City mayor wrote on his Facebook page in part, "I'm sick of people looking for a handout. If you don't have electricity, you step up to keep your family warm and safe." The ex-city leader's comments have drawn a tsunami of nationwide outrage. Boyd is now offering an apology. He now says he would never want to hurt the elderly or encourage anyone in true need to have to fend for themselves. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning here in the Wichita area, we've still got those temperatures below the freezing mark, and that's that's a problem in traffic because the traffic conditions looking pretty good. The roadways are actually looking really good out there, but we had some sunshine on there to help melt things down a little bit. And any areas that refroze, well, they could still be very, very slippery out there. So again, just a good idea to watch out for those slick spots today and continue to drive carefully. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Now
I'm Jad Chambers.
Oh, yeah. Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, Steve. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. We're doing well over here. It seems
I feel like every
it's
day that goes by. You know, you guys are just doing better and better, right?
That's right.
Because you're thawing out.
Get to see the sun a little bit. The temperature goes up a little bit. Yeah, things are looking better. So tell us about
it. Yeah. We're definitely on a nice road towards warmer, milder days ahead. And the sunshine, let's say it's going to be in and out. I don't think we'll be completely clear all day. We'll be mostly to partly cloudy. And then a high of 24 degrees, a little bit better than yesterday. North winds are going to be light at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 11, so still a bit of a bitter start once again by the time we wake up early tomorrow morning. But then Friday, getting even better, we know 32, that magic number, that point of freezing, we should be able to sneak up to 33 and get us above freezing here in Wichita with partly to mostly cloudy skies. Just another mix of clouds and sun tomorrow as we kick off the weekend. Temperatures still going up from there, 38 on Saturday. Late Saturday night, there is going to be a slight chance of a rain snow shower, maybe a few raindrops all the way into our Sunday. So far, only a 10% chance of that happening. We'll wrap up the weekend in the 40s with a high of 44 on Sunday. And then Monday, 50s making a return. 50 degrees, partly cloudy on Monday. 56, just a few degrees shy of 60 on Tuesday. And it looks like we should continue down into the 50s all the way through this time next week with a mix of clouds and sun. Winds are going to pick up a bit too, especially by the weekend. Right now, we're at 6 degrees, well below freezing. Partly cloudy skies. Wind chill of 3 below, but winds still pretty light out there, only at about 5 miles an hour.
A normal high for the date, or for this date, is about 48, 49 degrees, so we'll be getting close to that, won't we?
Yeah, 49, and, you know, something that I mentioned on Kansas Today this morning, it's like, yeah, we're excited about 40s and 50s, but at the same time, this is where we should be for this time of year.
Yeah, getting back to normal. Thank you, Ronnell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast, with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:12 now, 7:10 in the morning here on KNSS. I've got a story out of Philadelphia this morning. Police say 8 people have been wounded by gunfire near a transit station in North Philadelphia. Police said a 71-year-old man was listed in critical condition after he was hit once in the stomach and multiple times in the legs shortly before 3 p.m. 7 others, ranging from 17 to 70, were listed as stable. Police say one man was shot in the back, 2 other men were hit in the legs, a man and woman were each struck in the thigh, and a teen girl was grazed in the right arm. An 8th person later went to a hospital with a graze wound. The police reported 2 recovered firearms and 1 person in custody. Apparently this guy just started firing away. That's in Philadelphia. Today is Thursday, February 18th. Warmer day across South Central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 23 degrees, as we're talking with Ron L. Normal high, 49, and a Tuesday's high the day before that, 10. So we went from 10 to 23.
Yeah, we're getting there slowly.
Yeah. Ugh. It's kind of strange.
But it's yet, the 12th day, 11th or 12th day in a row below freezing?
Yeah. 2 men are accused of pretending to be federal marshals and flashing phony credentials to get out of wearing facial coverings at a South Florida resort hotel. Staff at the Wyndham Deerfield Beach Resort asked 53-year-old Walter Wayne Brown Jr. and 81-year-old Gary Brummett to cover their faces. But they refused and threatened to arrest employees and saddle the hotel with a fine.
Idiots.
A couple of cheeky guys here. The scheme collapsed when one employee thought they were acting suspicious and called police. This was on February 11th. Officers and a real U.S. Marshal arrived and arrested the men on charges of impersonating a federal officer. Both men remain in jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to some pretty extreme lengths to get out of avoid wearing a mask. They were pretty bold there, Ted. All right, we talked yesterday. We were told there was going to be the release of a study or a survey at the county Sedgwick County Commission yesterday, and they did hear the results. 65% of Sedgwick County residents plan to get the COVID-19 vaccine when they can. That's according to this survey out of the University of Kansas School of Medicine here in Wichita. 16% reported they don't want the vaccine. 19% are on the fence. So about two-thirds of the county are committed to taking the vaccine, and about a third, that's what we've been seeing in other surveys around the country. About a third are just kind of lukewarm, and they're not going to get the vaccine at all. So that's the result of that survey. Yeah. As you're going ahead, I guess that's going to be the basis for how many doses you asked for. I haven't had mine. I just talked to somebody down the hall who's had both of his already.
Okay.
And I don't know how he did that, but I'm going to explore it. But somebody we know has had both doses.
Oh.
716, Stephen Ted, and the total doses given in Sedgwick County now were up to 33,200. And the population is, what is the population of the county?
So about
400?
10% of the population.
Yeah, about 10%.
Or a little under.
We're at cases, COVID cases in Sedgwick County were at 43,933, just about 44,000. And the change over the last time they took that was 0.35%. I mean, it was less than a third of a percent of increase. Deaths are standing at 454 here in Sedgwick County. So, and we have some good reports on the ICUs, the ICU units, intensive care units in two of our biggest hospitals have some beds open now. So there's some good stuff going on out there. It's just got to be diligent here and make sure we keep going in the right direction.
Hope so.
I can tell you that my wife and I, we've been checking, trying to find if we can get the vaccine, because I'm old enough, I could go get it. But last couple of days, checking every day, nope, don't have any, nope, don't have any, nope, don't have any. And I'm thinking, okay. The thing is, the government officials keep saying, hey, it's coming, we're going to get so many. And if it shows up, it must go awful, awful fast. So anyway, we're trying to get in line early and get down there and get shot.
That would be nice to get that accomplished.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Seven, and of course, the governor asking that priority be given to teachers and school staff. That makes sense to me. Yeah. Make sure the kids are as safe as we can get them and get them back in school. Doggone it. It's been a huge disruption. And this thing has gone on now for over a year, right, Ted?
No. 11 months.
Yeah. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for sports with Ted Woodward. And we got a great one tonight at Koch Arena, a great men's basketball game.
Huge matchup for the Shocks, yeah, as one of the top five teams in the nation is in town. Fifth-ranked Houston taking on the Shockers tonight at Koch Arena, as the Shocks have won their last 9 home conference games. Now you got a top five team coming into town. The Shocks are a 7.5-point underdog going into this one. They've lost their last 6 matchups against the Houston Cougars. See how this one goes. The winner of this game will have sole possession of first place atop the conference standings. That's pretty important as well. 25% capacity at Koch Arena tonight, so 2,600 fans will be in the building. That's the most it's been allowed so far during this age of COVID. The Shockers in Houston, Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl have the live call of the game beginning at 5 p.m. with the pregame. Tip off at 6 o'clock this evening at Koch Arena. Listen to Shocker Basketball Live on 103.7 KEYN. This is the highest-ranked opponent to visit the Roundhouse since 4th-ranked Kansas was here 29 years ago.
Wow.
Not often you get a top-5 team coming to town. It's been 29 years since that's happened.
Over the circumstances, because they didn't usually... KU didn't play Wichita.
There was a deal there in the early 90s where they played a home-and-home.
Did they?
With Kansas.
Okay.
And, of course, the Shockers were pretty bad at that point. And KU just pounded the Shocks a couple times in a row. And
that was it.
And they kind of stopped playing after that. So the Shockers in Houston tonight should be interesting at Koch Arena. Last night we had part 2 of the Sunflower Showdown between 23rd-ranked Kansas and Kansas State. That game was in Manhattan. It wasn't a beautiful game. In fact, it was rather low scoring. Neither team was able to shoot very well from long range, but the Jayhawks finally got things going. You heard the game last night on the Jayhawks Radio Network, 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Finds Brown on the left elbow. Mike McGurl right there on the catch. Off the tops, and he lobs, and McCormick throws it down. What a dunk by D-Mac off a beautiful feed from Thompson.
Jayhawks win it 59-41. Yeah, that's right. K-State only got 41 points last night.
Wow.
Lowest point total of the season for the Wildcats, as KU was able to score 29 of their points, almost half of their points, off 18 K-State turnovers. Every time K-State made a mistake, Kansas usually made them pay for it.
Capitalize on it, yeah.
Yeah, Kansas wins that game. 4 in a row now wins for KU. 13 losses in a row now for K-State. Second longest losing streak in school history. In JUCO men's basketball let's get some comments after the game from Kansas head coach Bill Self.
You grow that Big 12 record to 10-5 for the 27th consecutive season. You get 10 wins in the league.
Yeah, that, you know, we didn't play great by any stretch, but we did guard. I know they missed some open looks, but I thought we paid attention to scout report better, and we really did a good job on the girl at pass.
Jayhawks have won 13 of the last 14 against K-State. We did have JUCO men's basketball action last night. Cowley College winning at home, beating Hutchinson 113-99. Cowley averaging 102 points a game. They scored 113 last night. Cowley men are ranked 23rd in the nation, and they're now on a 5-game winning streak. And a happy birthday today to Big John Mayberry, former first baseman for the Kansas City Royals. He is 72 today. First baseman slugger for the Royals throughout a lot of the 1970s. The Royals got John Mayberry in a trade from the Houston Astros in exchange for Lance Clemens and Jim York.
Oh, them.
That's a trade that worked out pretty well for the Royals, don't you think? In 1975, John Mayberry was number two in the American League MVP voting behind Fred Lynn.
How about
Mayberry
that?
Had a massive season in 75.
He sure did.
He's in the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame.
He should be.
Yeah. Big John Mayberry. He is 72 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. The politics of COVID-19 in California. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.